This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
You know, some people from time to time, when they're in a bit of a pickle or they don't want to, you know, live up to their responsibilities, they will try underneath the sun to get out of that responsibility. Case in point, a guy named Jesse. He's 39 years old. He's from Southern Kentucky, and he recently confessed to faking his death in Hawaii just so he could avoid paying over $100,000 in child support. What are you doing having a child if you're not financially ready to take care of it or make the sacrifices to take care of your child? It's pretty crazy. I guess back in 2023, he hacked into government systems and other business networks to steal credentials and to fake his death so that, you know, the system would think, oh, this guy's dead. You know, he's no longer on the hook for child support. He can move on. Here's the thing, though. He's went to court now. He's in. He pleaded guilty. He got a plea deal. Now he has to pay over $200,000 to agencies because of his actions. And on top of that, he's still on the hook for the $100,000 in child support. Things are going to get a little bit fiery here. Because I was reading an article about, the upcoming budget, the upcoming 2024 federal budget, which will be announced, I believe, April 16th. If I'm not mistaken, but someone, the Angus Reid Institution, they did a poll or a study, whatever you want to call it. And shockingly, they found, I'm being facetious. They found that most Canadians think the federal government is overspending, right? And there's no surprise there. There is absolutely no surprise there, because every time you turn on the news or the TV, it's like, oh, Canada's doling out, you know, $500 million to this. They're doling out $1 billion to that. And you're just like, well, where is this money going, right? And yes, I believe here at home, we got to take care of our peoples and whatnot, right? You got that whole entire that dental program rolling out for seniors shortly, and you know that's going to be good and much needed, especially for people who don't have dental plans, right? If we're lucky to have a job where, you know, they provide us benefits like that, it's great. But at the same time, I'm sitting here like, yo, I'm in my 30s, you know, getting close to my mid-30s, and it's very rare I see, like, any announcement or any programs of money being spent that is going to affect my life in a positive way. And I'm like, come on, just give me a little bit, right? Just a little piece. Right, I'm paying my taxes too. I think, you know, us in the middle, we all deserve a little something. But most Canadians thinking that the federal government is overspending. So we will see what the budget will look like on April 16th. Strap in, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who are not happy about it. You remember back in 2021. There is a new game that burst onto the scene. It was all the rage. Everyone was playing it. Everyone was talking about it. It was a part of their morning routine, talking about Wordle. And I guess now, years later, Wordle is maybe not the biggest thing going on, but people still play it quite a bit. And someone has discovered some sad news when it comes to Wordle. Yeah. By 2027, Wordle will be no more, because there's only so many five-letter words you can use, and they're all going to be used up by 2027. Should we say RIP now to Wordle? Honestly, who cares? Something new will probably come along by that time. And this is another great reminder that when you are traveling abroad, no matter where it is, you want to make sure you are seeing a certified doctor. That is because a man in China had a broken syringe needle removed from his butt after 31 years. You're probably wondering, how the heck did that syringe end up in the butt? The man says he went to an amateurish doctor. I guess he needed some type of needle in his butt, and the needle broke off in the butt. The doctor couldn't find it, so he said, yeah, he'll be okay, and just left it in. And 31 years later, he finally had it taken out, which you got to sit there and wonder, like, Surprisingly, this man didn't catch an infection or something serious happened. And like, maybe he didn't travel, because if he had traveled, you know, going to the airport and stuff, that probably would have set things off. And why didn't he go to another hospital, to an actual real doctor, not an amateurish doctor, to get the needle out that's sitting with it for 31 years? When was the last time you did absolutely nothing? I mean, like, you went to work, and then after work, you just came home, and you're like, you know what? Today's not the day. Just feet up on the couch, give me a bowl of chips, crack a brewski, maybe some pop or whatever, and you just sat there, just mindlessly watched movies, watched TVs, and just did absolutely nothing at all. Because yesterday, I did that. And I tell you right now, it's the best damn feeling in the world. Just doing nothing. Not being a productive member of society one bit. Not worrying about other people's problems, just taking, you know, hours and hours on hours, just doing absolutely nothing. Now, I know there are some parents out there, well, I got kids and stuff. I get it. You got kids, you can't absolutely do nothing. But nonetheless, you know, hopefully if you have some grandparents or some really good friends, you can be like, yo, listen, I just need like 5 hours. Just give me 5 hours to do absolutely nothing. All right. If you got nothing planned this weekend and you're like, oh, I should probably do something, don't. Just do absolutely nothing. And I'm telling you, you'll be like, holy crap, best feeling ever. All right, here we go. Playing Finish the Phrase for Billy Idol tickets. Your first phrase is, don't count your blank before they hatch.
Andrew,
go ahead.
Oh, chickens, pardon.
Oh,
chickens.
No, Andrew. Sorry. Wayne, you got an answer for this one?
Say it again.
Don't count your blank before they hatch.
Eggs? Oh,
hey, Andrew. Wayne, you're not listening to the game, eh? Okay. All right, 0-0. Phrase number two. Hit the blank on the head.
Andrew. Nail.
Nail is correct. 1-0. All right, phrase number three. Let the blank out the bag.
Andrew.
Andrew, cat is correct. And congratulations. You scored a pair of tickets to go see Billy Idol. Wayne, thank you so much for playing here this morning, okay?
Yeah.
All right, try again tomorrow. Boy, was that one of the most convoluted games of Finish the Phrases I've
Holy
ever played
crap,
in my life.
I can't believe it.
Who are you going to be taking with you, Andrew?
Probably my wife.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. All right, Andrew, I need you to hang tight on the phone line. I'll come right back to you, okay? All right, we'll have more tickets for Billy Idol coming up tomorrow. This is a pretty great story because this lady by the name of Wanda said that they lost their dog, and after losing their dog, they're like, never again. You know, we don't ever want to do something, you know, have a dog and experience that thing again, right? And rightfully so, very understandable. But I guess three years later, her husband was working away a lot. And, you know, she was alone, and, you know, one thing led to another, came across a bunch of puppies and ended up picking up a brand new addition to their family. And she says it was the best decision they ever made, and couldn't imagine life without her. And it is a beautiful looking dog. If you want to see that dog, just go on our Facebook page and look for Wanda. I know there's like a crap ton of pictures and stories of people's pets, but I'm telling you, it is worth scrolling through there, seeing all the beautiful little doggies and cats and just different type of pets and people's amazing stories. And again, encouraging you to get on there and share your story and your pet as well too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.